Hello and welcome to the Innovation Agency podcast and to another episode from our Coaching Academy team. This time, Carla Remaitis introduces us to a framework which was created to help airlines prevent accidents and which is now widely used across all sectors, including health, to reduce risk.
Hi, so in this podcast, I'd like to talk really about DuPont's Dirty Dozen, which sounds a little bit strange, but it's 12 ways in which you can make your work a little less risky and things for you to think about when you are doing things that could put patients at risk or people at risk or yourself at risk, just to try and help you think about your processes to make them extra safe. So a few years ago when I worked for Community Healthcare Trust, I undertook some training in human factors. And if you don't know what that is, it's aviation industry 101 around how to be safe. It includes lots of different things to help pilots and Air Force staff, aeroplane staff, maintenance, air traffic control, think about how to make it extra safe, everything that they do. And as part of this, we really looked at breaking this down and trying to provide ourselves with information that we could share with our colleagues. There was a connection with a lady that passed away and her husband was in the aviation industry and he felt that human factors had an absolute place within NHS. You know, we're doing just as risky things, surgery, treating patients, giving medication, and they're just some of the things that are the most common things. But actually, when you look at a system, there's lots of different things that can happen. It was just recently said about NHS improvement, how much we're actually paying out in litigation fees for people and patients that are charging the NHS with different issues that have arisen and occurred. And I think these 12 areas to help you raise awareness of some of the things that can happen will really help you to transform your processes when you are planning or when you're reviewing things to make sure they're as safe as possible. So DuPont worked in the aviation industry as well, and in 1993 he pinned it down to 12 most common human errors or preconditions that can lead to accidents or incidents or near misses. And if you think of it as an accident as Swiss cheese, so if you think of maybe four or five different pieces of Swiss cheese with holes in them, they are issues or reasons that could create an accident or an incident. And when they line up, it's absolutely certain that something is going to happen. And I think one of the easiest ways to explain this is something that's well known to people that work within hospitals, and it's about nurses that use tabards, something that covers their uniform, to highlight to other members of staff and to patients that this is a point where they cannot be disturbed, they can't be distracted because of the nature of the work that they're doing. And that's probably a process that someone's looked at and recognised a risk. And within those 12 different areas, they talk about a lack of communication, complacency. He talks about, you know, well, it could be that you're on a busy ward and you're used to that member of staff picking up that certain piece of work and you're complacent, you think that's going to happen again. Distraction, so where we take the example of the nurse giving out medication, but how often do we actually feel distracted? Is it through our constant emails that are pinging when you're trying to write another email? I don't know about you, but I'm constantly writing emails and rewriting emails because then I'm distracted by something else. And not only is the creativity of my work being challenged by this, but you know, I'm getting things wrong and I've written the date wrong or I might have spelt something wrong and I'm not checking, I'm not there, I'm not present while I'm doing it. And some of the things are really what we say is good leadership, is teamwork, you know, is sharing awareness of knowledge and things with each other. And that's something in leadership that's very commonly spoke about, but it's also an issue for encouraging risk. If we don't work together as a team, we don't know what's happening, then it's going to have consequences for us somewhere down the line when we don't know if somebody's done that or not. Something that is a real difficult thing to try and explain is norms. You know, what do we actually think normally happens? We rely on things. You know, imagine driving down a busy road and you know, it's normally busy, but say you take the right turn and there's never any traffic down this road. So you always kind of say the same speed, but actually this time there's somebody dropping something off in a delivery van. You know, it's that type of thought that we have that it's going to be this way because this is the way it always is. And it's also a cultural norm. So it can be about, you know, I expect this person to react in this way because that's the way they always do, when actually we should challenge those. And I think for anything, I would encourage using these 12 preconditions, but to actually go back and look at some of your processes, download it, go online, find these resources, and check your processes against some of these. You know, have you got the resources to be doing what it is that you're doing? Do you know enough about it? And then I'll just leave you with the final point, really, around stress being one of the factors and fatigue. So a lot of this around human factors is the way that we need to look after ourselves and the way in which that we need to make people aware when it's too much for us and we can't manage and we're not managing. So I think that it's a really good case to say that actually, you know, I feel really stressed about this. We need to get somebody else to help me with it to make it less of a risk if something happened. I want to work as a team to make sure that this is the right thing that I've decided on doing. So it's a great way to open up a conversation with people to say, you know, if we look at this scenario, actually we can justify why things need to change. So go and have a look. They're not just these 12, there are 300. There's lots of different things that can happen, kind of like Final Destination. I don't think I've ever been the same since they originally did human factors training. Everything seems to be a risk. But if we manage it in the right way and we don't become risk averse, which is always the worrying thing about that, you know, we don't want to be worried about everything, but we take a pragmatic approach, put a system in place and check it against these factors, we can only do our best to minimise the risk as much as possible.
Thank you, Carla. You can look at all our learning programmes online at innovationagencynwc.nhs.uk. Thank you for listening.